好，再次的欢迎弟兄姐妹们，我们一起星期天来聚会。
Once again, we welcome all our brothers and sisters that we meet today to worship the Lord.
最近也有不少新的弟兄姐妹信主，继续为他们祷告。
There are also new brothers and sisters among us. We'll continue to pray for them.
那有一些愿意上到我们的 Zoom 来，有一些还没有，有些去小组的聚会。
Some of them are in our Sunday Zoom meetings. Some have not. They are in the smaller group meetings.
那感谢主，继续为这些新的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
So we continue to pray for those who are new in us.
我们请 Mary Wang 在吗？你要不要做见证？你带领那几个印度孩子，最近几个人信主，他们怎么一个状况？
So is Mary Wang among us? So she may have some testimony to tell. She's probably not ready, but we can wait for her later on. Okay.
那今天我们继续的来讲我们的神的话语。
So we continue on our topic, so about hearing the word of God.
那最近我的感动呢，还是要继续讲这个，圣灵怎么样来带领我们，要预备我们迎接将来，我们去这个传福音。
So I felt that I should continue on this topic. So how to hearing from the Holy Spirit and how by listening to Him and leading us in the future.
那其实呢，我们有很多的内容可以讲，神的话语非常的丰富。但是星期天呢，一年只有52个星期天，所以我们就是神带领我们讲到哪里讲就讲哪里。
So there are a lot of things to talk about because God's word is very plentiful. But we only have 52 Sundays, so we will continue on this topic because, yeah.
那有些我们生命成长里面重要的课题呢，希望大家就是说自己来读经，平时来跟弟兄姐妹来交流，参加各样的小组，鼓励大家来参加各样的，从各个渠道来学习。
So I encourage you to join the smaller group meetings and also on your daily library, your Bibles, and to learn from the different aspects of the scriptures.
那星期天我们所讲的信息呢，就是神带领我们现在要讲的一些信息。
So on the Sundays, we will talk about the things that God is leading us to.
那有一些信息呢，对于一些新的朋友或者有不同经历的朋友呢，他们觉得可能有点看起来很遥远。
So the message on Sundays may seem quite foreign to some of us.
Quite distant.
A distant. Yeah.
就是但是呢，鼓励大家继续来听。
But I encourage you to listen.
比如说我们讲到圣灵里面的作为神迹奇事，有的人还没有经历过，就觉得好像非常的遥远。
So when we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, signs and miracles, some people have never experienced that, so they may feel very distant from these stories, these things.
但是呢，因为神要用很多的人要行在神迹奇事里面，而且我们呢，教会是一个属灵的家，是耶稣的身体。我们必然会相互的来配搭。
But the church is the body of Christ. So, and God is going to use quite a number of people to move in the signs and wonders, to help other peoples.
所以呢，不管我们现在是不是行在里面，但是呢，我们都是基督身体上的一个肢体，我们非常的重要，我们跟别人配搭也非常的重要。
So whether or not we are moving in the Holy Spirit, we are still part of the body of the Christ. So each one of us is very important in functioning the whole body of Christ.
有些话语今天对于我们来说可能觉得不知道怎么去应用，但是呢对将来非常重要。
So some things may not be very practical nowadays for you, but it's going to be useful sometime in the future.
就像耶稣讲，他说，看来我已经给你们讲过了，但事情发生的时候呢，你们不至于害怕，也不至于跌倒。
That's why Jesus said that, see, I have already told you all these things. So when the things are going to come, then you will not be surprised or alarmed.
所以好多事情我们要提前的来准备。耶稣说我们要来精心祷告，来做预备，做聪明的童女，就是要来预备，为将来预备。
That's why we have to be the wise virgins to be prepared for the future, for what is going to come.
所以当我们就说有些东西呢，提前我们知道的时候，运行去学的时候呢，将来事情发生的时候呢，我们就知道怎么样去进入其中，来向正面的来发展。
So we will learn the things ahead of time, so when the things are going to happen, then we will know what to do later on.
所以就是我们来有一个能听的耳呢，继续的来听。
So that's why we need to have an ear that we can listen.
那比如说我们在过去有一些布道会里面，就是说有的人就会圣灵击倒在地上，躺在地上，有的人大吼大叫，有的人在这个牧师为他们祷告的时候就呕吐，那有的人进来以后就吓着了，
So,
因为不太明白整理，对不对？就吓着了。有的人就会被冒犯。
So in the past, during some sermons, some people will be hit by the Holy Spirit and they will fall to the ground. Some will start vomiting and some will start speaking in tongues. All sort of phenomena is going on. So some of us who are not prepared, who do not know any of this, will be shocked, will be scared, and some will be even offended by this.
谢谢安娜的翻译，你翻译的非常准确。所以有的人呢，就还没有进到教会，他就被吓着，就离开教会，这非常的可惜。
So some people they haven't even entered into the church yet, and they will start to get offended by this.
有的教会呢，因为有的人呢，他就是比较守规矩，看到这些乱象呢，他就受不了教会。教会怎么可以有这样的乱象呢？他受不了。所以有的教会就造成了分裂。
So to some people, they are very disciplined. So when they see all this, they think, okay, what's wrong with this church? How come this, things are not in order? So they felt offended and they leave the church. And sometimes it creates creates problems inside the church.
所以我们现在就要做预备，因为神要让教会成长，承载这个末世的丰收，很多的人都要进来，就是三教九流都要进来，各种背景的人都要进来，因为他们需要耶稣。
That's why we have to be prepared ahead of time, because a church is going to be a place that welcomes all sort of different people from all sort of different backgrounds.
那所以我们要来预备大家。
That's why we have to prepare each one of us.
虽然我们今天的疫情期间好多的这种聚会啊都没有办法来去，但是我们要来预备，趁着这个机会来预备大家。
So, right now during the pandemic, we cannot have a physical meetings, but still we will use this time to prepare ourselves.
那我们上次呢讲到这个接受神的启示的时候呢，真的会有假先知会出来啊，就是说带领人呢，因着异梦异象，甚至应验的异梦异象呢，会带领人离开真神。
So last time when we talk about receiving the signs and wonders, signs and the prophecy, so indeed some of the false prophets is going to arise. They will show you the signs and wonder, and which the thing that they say is going to pass.
那今天呢，我们要讲，就是说，不讲假先知，不讲假先知，而是说，在我们真的信徒里面呢，会有很多的误区，会有错误现象会发生。
So today we are not going to talk about the false prophet, but I'm talking about the Christians among us, things that we may get into in the wrong spots.
那如果我们没有预备的话呢，有时候把这些错误呢就当假先知来处理。
So So if we are not prepared, so when people make mistakes, we will put them into a false prophet categories.
那事实上，这些弟兄姐妹是真心爱主的，但是因着这些错误呢，我们不明白神的话语的时候呢，我们就像要对待假先知那样，用石头把他砸死。
So indeed, this brother and sister are true brother and sister who love God, but if we do not understand, we will treat them as if they are the false prophets among us.
那或者呢，我们就对这种神的启示呢，就要百分之百的都要完全的正确，不正确的话啊不行，所以要求很高，谁也达不到，没有个人敢来释放神的启示。
So or else we will think that okay, when you receive a vision from God, it has to be 100% accurate. So to a point that nobody dares to prophesize anything because they don't want to make any mistakes.
那今天我们要根据圣经呢，就是看两种情况，就是在教会里面，为什么在圣灵里面运作，但是会出现错误，这两种情况，要来看看神的话怎么讲。
So we're going to look into the scripture and to see the two different aspects of how you could make mistakes in when you move with the Holy Spirit.
那第一种状况呢，是出于人的不成熟和这个肉体引起的一些错误的现象。
So one could happen because of the immaturity among us, so that we can make mistakes.
或者不要把它叫做错误，而是叫做不成熟，可能更确切。
So we shouldn't be categorized as mistakes, rather than like the immaturity among us.
来，我们来看看圣经，翻开格林多前书第三章，第一节到第三节，我们看看就是说圣经里面怎么讲。
So we will turn to 1 Corinthians.Chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 5.
Huh? 4. OK, 弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，是的，把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。我用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今恒是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是束缚肉体，照着世人的样子吗？
Okay, so brothers, I could not address you as spiritual but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, but you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you notacting like mere man?
那这里呢，圣灵接着使徒保罗呢，就讲到教会出现的一些状况。事实上，格林多前书呢，是针对很多教会发生的问题而写的一本书。
Well, here through Paul, he mentioned some things that happened in the church, and here in the church of Corinth, there are a lot of things that are going on in this church.
那这些问题呢，你就发现不仅仅是当时哥林多教会出现，现在的历代的教会里面呢，都会出现这些问题。因为这个圣经的话记在这里，就是针对历代的教会要讲。
So all these problems were not only for this church, but for the churches in the generation that is coming. So it's also for the churches it's for the churches that is happening right now.
那所以这里呢，保罗讲到，你们还是属肉体的，在基督里是婴孩，就是不成熟，属肉体，属肉体和不成熟这两件。
So here it says that you are still worldly and you are not ready.
那个属肉体呢，就是那种亚当那种堕落的性情还在里面运作。
So you are worldly means that the sin of Adam is still moving in the church.
那在这个死婴孩呢，就是说还没有成长，不能吃干粮，就是说老想吃那些软的东西，不能吃硬的东西。
And here it says they are also infants, so infants they cannot take any solid food.
就像读圣经的时候，老读那些他喜欢的话，对他好的话，那些对他严厉的话，他就不想读，那就是不能吃干粮，不能吃硬食。
Just like when you read the Bible, you cannot, you only read the things that you like to read, but you don't want to read like harsh, like discipline things that are harsh, that meaning that you cannot take any solid food.
所以因着这样的缘故呢，就是会出现嫉妒、纷争，这样的事情。
So because of that, there are jealousy and quarrelings in the church.
那所以生的教会里面呢，就有这样的现象继续的存在，就是说嫉妒纷争。
So quarreling and jealousies continue to be present in the church.
那我们必须对生的教会要有一个中肯的一个认识。
We have to have a clear understanding of the church in Christ.
那有的人这个一信主进入教会，他就希望教会里面呢是一个美好的一片天地。
So some people, when they first enter the church, they expect the church to be a wonderful place.
所以呢，立刻对这个基督徒有一个高标准的要求。
So immediately they set a very high standard for the Christians.
那事实上呢，基督徒都在一个成长的过程里面，他们也是一开始就是像肉体，就是像亚当的孩子也会嫉妒，也会纷争，也是有这些事情会发生。
Instead, the people who are in church, they are merely men. They are still growing. They are still, you know, they still have the worldly jealousy. They still quarreling.
那所以呢，就是说这些事呢，写在圣经里面，就是要让我们来学习，来认识教会。
So these things are written in the Bible is for us to have a true understanding of what church is.
那包括在这个属灵的恩赐方面呢，也是在哥林多前书十二、十三、十四章讲到呢，有的人就是有这种恩赐啊，看到异蒙异象讲方言呢，他们以此为傲，就看不起别人。
And also for the spiritual giftings, especially mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14. So some people with this kind of spiritual anointing and giftings, they have this kind of proud, like arrogance in them because they possess some kind of giftings that others do not.
有时候呢，就是说他们就是说可能把他们的这个恩赐呢看得特别特别的重。如果别人不听他讲的这些东西呢，他们就会很冒犯。比如说我从神那边有领受，结果呢别人不听，他们也很被冒犯。
So they take themselves their gifting too seriously that if people do not listen to them, they get very offended.
当然就是说从神的领受应该是很认真的要对待，但是呢对待的方式就是说要圣经有一些全面的教导。
So of course, when you receive something from the Lord, you have to treat it seriously. But through the Bible teaching, you will see how you should handle when you receive a revelation, a prophecy from the Lord.
那我们首先呢，就说要知道，就是我们生命成长呢有一个过程，生命成长是一个过程，在这个过程里面呢，就说有这种肉体的现象、不成熟的现象，这是一个。一个状况，普遍的状况。
So first of all, we have to understand that we are all growing in Christ. So it's a process. So when we make mistakes, it's a normal condition, the normal thing that could happen.
所以我们如果翻开提多书这个第三章第五节呢，我们要看看，就是说这个。生命成长的过程，圣经怎么讲？
So we can turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5 to see what is.
那就是说他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，那是照他的怜悯，接着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
He saved us not because of righteous things we have done.But because of his mercy, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
你看这里讲的非常的清楚，第一个呢，就是说他救了我们，并不是因着我们的义，也就是说不是我们这些人很好。
But first of all, he said he saved us not because of our righteous acts, because not because we are good.
那不是因着我们这些人行为很端正。
It's not because the things that we do are right and righteous.
那是照着他的怜悯。
He have done it because of his mercy.
这个地方的怜悯呢，用的是那个，就是说那个叫做 mercy， 而不是那个 compassion， 这是 mercy。
So here he used.
你不配得，但是给你了。
So here he used mercy. He didn't use compassion, meaning that you do not deserve it, but still he gave it to you anyways.
所以呢，当不管我们原来的状况如何，啊，就是多么的败坏，但是呢，神因着他的怜悯呢，就借着这个重生的喜，就生了我们，重生了我们，就是圣灵里面重生了我们。
So no matter how corrupted you were, but by his mercy, you have been reborn.
所以有一个这个耶稣基督呢，就住在我们的里面，我们就成了神的儿女，他就接纳了我们，完全的接纳了，不是一半的接纳了我们，是完全的接纳了我们。
So Jesus Christ is now living in us, and we have been accepted by the Lord. So not just half accepted, but we are fully accepted in the sight of the Lord.
就是耶稣进到我们的里面呢，有一个永恒的种子呢，就在我们的里面就重生了，是一个新的生命。
So when Jesus entered into us, there are an everlasting, seed that is implanted in us, so that we have been reborn.
就是说第一个我们要知道，我们有一个新的生命，新的种子在里面。那这个种子呢，是种瓜它就得瓜，种豆就是得豆。种了耶稣的生命呢，将来我们就要像耶稣。
So this new seed that is planted in us is going to reap. So if we plant beans, we're going to reap beans. If we plant Jesus Christ, we will be reaping Jesus Christ.
像耶稣在他的形象上要像他，在他的就是生命啊，品格上要像他。
So we will be just like him in his image, like him in his characters.
也在他的这个能力上也会像他。
And also, in his power, we will have his power.
将来也像他一样要继承产业，天上地下的产业都要来继承，是神的儿女。
And just like him, we will going to inherit the inheritance. So we will inherit in heaven and earth just like what, Jesus Christ.
我们一生出来的时候就打了印记，就是神的儿女，不管我们现在的行为如何。不管我们现在今天还骂脏话、骂粗话，或者怎么样，但是呢，一真的信了耶稣，我讲真的信了耶稣以后呢，他就成了神的儿女。
So when we are reborn, we have the sign, in us, so that we are called children of Christ. Even though we may still swear sometimes, even though we make mistakes sometimes, but still we are being called, we are His children.
那第二个呢，重生了以后呢，圣灵就要更新我，圣灵不断的来更新我，就是一天比一天新，就是不断的在更新我。
The second of all, the Holy Spirit is going to renew us all the time, like daily.
这就是种子种下去，发芽、成长、开花、结果的一个过程。
So that's when the seed is planted, it's going to sprout, it's going to flower, it's going to produce fruit.
这个过程呢，非常特别的，也是好多时候人不能理解的，就是说，神呢，就是做了一个绝对性的东西，就是已经买数了，百分之百买数了，不管你多坏，都是我的儿女，就是人有时候不能理解。
So sometimes people cannot understand this is a process, but the Lord has already paid. When He first brought us, He has made the decision that we are His. So even though some people may not understand all these things.
那外面的人说着，这个人怎么是基督徒呢？我的行为比他好多了，我不信基督比他好多。
So some people will say, how come this person is a Christian? I am so much better than him. Like my behavior is more righteous than this guy.
那这是真理呢，是这样的，就是说神接待一个人的时候，成为儿女的时候，他就会负责到底。 而且也把他的种子放在他的里面，必然要成长。
But this is God's principle. So when he planted a seed in that person, he is going to be responsible for the person till the end. So he will help this person grow to the fullness.
而且不但如此呢，他把圣灵就住在这个罪人的里面。看起来这个人行为不怎么样，但是他祷告的时候就有一梦一象，神给他讲话。
So not only that, he's going to plant the Holy Spirit in that person. So even though he may not seem to be a nice person, but still the Holy Spirit is going to speak to him in visions, in words.
你知道哥林多前书呢，这个非常的特别，就是说一开始呢，保罗就是要讲教会一系列一系列的问题，但是一开始的第一句话是什么呢？第一句话说是你们在基督里一定成圣的人。
So, so for Church of Corinth is very interesting. When Paul started this letter, he actually wanted to say something about the problem that is going on in this church. But the very first thing that he said that this church is being sanctified by Christ.
那个成圣两个字呢？你如果查考希腊文原文，用的是完成式。就是已经完成了，已经成圣了，你们就是成圣人。
So in the word sanctifies, if you go and read the Greek version, you will know that it's a complete tense, meaning that it has already been done, finished.
那后来他就接着说呢，说第一句说是基督耶稣里成圣，第二个人做蒙召做圣徒的，你们是做了圣徒。
So here he says you have been sanctified in Jesus Christ and also you are called to be holy and you are the disciple of Christ.
所以第一章的第二节呢，首先就是他以神的眼光看是哥林多的教会，你们在主耶稣里面已经成圣，已经是圣徒。
So from Paul's perspective that the people in Corinth, they are already been sanctified by the Lord, and they are the disciples of Christ.
你知道保罗真的就是神的这个仆人，真仆人，他有资格写圣经，是因为他以神的眼光来看这个教会。
So Paul, why is he being called the apostle? Because he has a vision from the Lord. He can see things from the God's perspective.So that he was able to address the church.
他如果不是不是这个以神的眼光看圣经的话，我们不能把他的书信当作圣经来读，对吧？
So if he cannot see things from God's perspective, so the things that he wrote, we cannot put it as a God's perspective as well.
所以神说什么呢？你们已经成圣了，
so this is what
圣徒了。
So this is what God says, you are already sanctified, you are the holy ones.
可是哥林多这个教会呢，充满了一系列的问题。在保罗的书信里面，只有哥林多前书里面就讲到教会的问题，一个接着一个，一个接着一个，一个接着一个。
But Church of Corinth, it has a lot of problems in this church, and if you read from the letter written by Paul, you will see thatIt has a lot of problems, right one after another, right after another.
如果是另一个人写圣经的话，如果是但是他写信给这个格林德教会，听到他们的这些问题的时候呢，他可能另外一种语气去写这个写这些话，写这份书信。
So if this letter was written by any other people, they may write things in a different ways, in a different tones.
你如果看到格林多前书里面第三章以后讲的问题的话呢，你就发现你写信的时候你肯定不要称他们为圣徒。你觉得他们是假信徒，或者是根本就是一些捣乱教会的人。
So if you read chapter 3, when you actually know the things that were happening in that church, you may not even address them as been sanctified by the Lord because they have so many problems, you know, in the church.
So, for example, the third chapter talks about them 说有人说是我是属保罗的，有人说我是属亚波罗的，有的人说我是属于彼得的。借党纷争第三章。
So chapter 3, you will see they have a lot of divisions in the church. So some people will say, oh, I belong to Paul, I follow Apollos, and you know, like, oh, I follow Peter.
那第四章呢，接着就讲什么？他们论断神的仆人保罗，他们不接待保罗，他们老论断他。
And also on chapter 4, you will see that they judge people, so they judge Paul.
那第五章呢？他们怎么样？他们中间有淫乱的事情，淫乱到一个什么程度？他说外邦人中都没有，就是有人娶了他的继母。
So, chapter 5, you will see that the church also have someone who married his mother, his stepmom.
那第六章讲什么呢？他就中间呢，他们弟兄跟弟婿呢相争啊。最后彼此相告呢，告到不信主那边去，告到法庭上。保罗觉得你们中间没有人能够审断吗，弟兄吗？为什么一定告到不信主的那边去呢
？And also in chapter 6, they have a lawsuit among the believers. So that's why Paul was asking, how come you don't handle this within yourself, but you actually put them into courts?
那。第六、第七章中就讲的，有的人说：“哎呀，这个性，那格林多啊，那个性错了，性混乱很厉害的。有人还找妓女什么的。啊，那有人就说，既然不能这样的话，我们干脆就不结婚，不男的不要进女的就好了。”所以第七章在回答这样一个问题：男的进女的好不好，还是不好
？So also in chapter 7, because the church has so many sexual problems, so people was asking, okay, should we not get married at all? So at seven.Chapter 7 was addressing this question.
那第八章呢讲什么呢？就是说他们说也祭过偶像的食物要不要吃？有的人说我信心很大，吃了没问题。有的人说不能吃，不能吃。
And also chapter 8 talks about whether they can eat the food that sacrificed to the idol. Some people say, okay, I have faith, I can eat it. And some people say, no, you cannot touch that.
因为哥林多呢，希腊当时呢，偶像林立。到各种各样的神，他们市场上卖的肉都是祭过偶像的，是好。
So because back then, so in Athens in Greek, so they were all sort of idols. So the things that they could buy from the market are most of them are being sacrificed to some kind of god.
这个第九章呢就谈到什么呢？这个他们。因为保罗呢不拿教会的薪水，他们也论断他，不认为他是使徒。
And also on chapter 9, because Paul wasn't receiving any support from the church, they were also criticize him based on this because they think that he is not an apostle.
因为当时希腊世界的那个哲学家呀，游走好多的人走到广场里面开始演讲，演讲完他就人家就给他奉献，他就要收钱。这是一种风气，在希腊是一种风气。但是保罗作为使徒呢，他就不收钱。
So in Greece, so people will go among the city squares and they will preach, they will say something, and then people will give those people money. And it's a custom, it's a cultural thing among the Greek. So, but when Paul did not receive any of their offerings, they thought it was odd and weird, and so that's why they think he is not an apostle.
所以他们不服他的权柄，因为他不收钱。
Because he did not receive any money from them, so they were not being able to accept his authority.
那你发现第十章第十一节呢，一直讲下去的时候呢，讲什么？又是男人和女人，就是个女人在教会里面咋咋呼呼，他们要管男人。
And also, you continue to read chapter 10, 11, you will see that women are making a lot of.Fuss in the church, and the women are trying to control of the man.
那又讲到呢，吃圣餐的时候呢，有的人喝醉酒了，妇人呢喝醉酒，来到这meeting大醉，那穷人在旁边呢也没吃的，那圣餐就是大家也在一起聚餐嘛，带食物来或者怎么样，就是非常非常的糟糕。
So also in chapter 11, it talks about when they have a feast, some people will get drunk At the same time, some poor man will not have any food to eat. So there are a lot of sort of things are going on in this church.
那十二、十三、十四章呢，就是说好多这个属灵的恩赐呢，有的人就会夸耀自己的恩赐，有的人呢觉得自己的恩赐太重要，别人的恩赐不重要。
And also on 12, 13, and 14, it talks about spiritual gifting. Some people will feel, okay, my gifting is superior than your giftings.
那你继续读下去的时候，十五、十六章，还是问题。
If you continue to read 15 and 16, still there are other problems in the church.
所以你如果当时呢，保罗写信的时候就说收到信以后呢，就是他们有这样这样的问题，他在回一封信，其实他在回一封信。
So actually, Paul is replying a letter which was sent to Paul in advance, quoting all kind of different problem that was in the church. So Paul was actually making a answer to those questions.
那如果是另外一个人当时要给他们写信，不是保罗，不是神的仆人的话，会怎么写？第一句话怎么开头？
So imagine this letter was not being replied by Paul, but by someone else. What do you think the person is going to open that letter? You know, like the openings to the letter.
我不知道他会怎么开的，可能就说你们这些哥林多的基督徒啊，你们算什么基督徒啊？
Probably he will say, okay, those believers that in Corinth, how can you even be called believers?
开头的时候就说，哦，哥林多人啊，你们我都不知道怎么开头，我想不出一个好的开头来。
Even I myself cannot think about a good opening to the letter.
我想呢，肯定不能称他们为圣徒，也不能称他们已经成圣了。
But for sure, I will not call them sanctified or call them holy at all.
这但是呢，保罗一写信的时候呢，他就是奉神的旨意，蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，写信给格林多的教会，就是在基督耶稣里称圣，蒙召做圣徒的人。哎呦，他的开头。
Yet, Paul wrote this to the church of God in Corinth, to those that are sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord. So he called them holy and sanctified.
今天我们为什么读圣经？读圣经抱着敬畏之心，因为这些使徒写的时候，他们没有自己的意思，是神要他们写的。
So why do we read the Bible today? Because we have to know that when the apostles wrote the Bibles, they didn't write from their own perspective, but they wrote the Bible through the eye of God.
我讲了这么多呢，要告诉大家，不管今天你的行为多好多不好，不管今天你是不是很软弱，你是已经成圣的人，已经是圣徒。
So what I'm saying is that no matter what condition you are right now, whether you are good or bad or lazy or whatever, but you are sanctified by Jesus Christ.
所以你现在呢，对自己讲的是，我已经成圣，我是圣徒，现在讲。
不好意思，我刚耳机掉，能 repeat 一下吗？
是，你现在就要对着自己讲，就是我已经成圣，我是圣徒。
So you have to tell yourself that you have been sanctified, you are holy.
我们现在就讲一下，就对着自己讲，就神啊，我已经成圣，我是圣徒。
So practice that on yourself right now. Just tell yourself that you have been sanctified and you are holy. Yes, I'm holy.
你不要小心翼翼的讲，要大声的讲，因为神的话是这样讲的，就是我已成圣，我是圣徒。
So you have to say it firmly, you know, not just, you know, say it firmly because this is what the word of God has said to you, that you are holy, you are being sanctified.
这就是要用神的眼光来看我们自己，看我们的弟兄姐妹。
That's why we see ourselves in the eyes of the Lord, and also that's how we should see our brothers and sisters too.
那这个圣徒呢，如果用中国人的话，就是说是圣人。
So here says holy, so in Saints, okay. So, in Chinese, we call them like the holy people.
Holy man, 圣人。
Yeah, the saints.
所以你告诉你自己说我是圣人。
So you tell yourself that you are saints.
我告诉你，你要向自己宣告你是圣人。
You have to proclaim.
你要宣告你是圣人，为什么？因为神这样看你。
You have to proclaim that to yourself that you are saints.
那我记得，我在神学院的时候，我们那个老师 Michael Bickle 常常告诉我们，说你要来宣告，我是神所最爱的，我是撒龙的玫瑰花，
so,
是谷中的百合花。
So I remember when I was in the Bible college, so Mike Bickle always tell us that we have to proclaim that we are loved by God, we are the roses in the valley, we are the lilies, we are the rose of the Sharon, and we are the lilies in the valley.
那第一次你宣告的时候呢，你非常紧张，你觉得肉麻，好像不真的，这假的不得了。
The first time when we start doing it, it felt so fake, you know, like we weren't comfortable of saying that.
但是呢，神的话语像自己宣告以后，你就发现，哎，越来越就实现在我们的生命里面。
But if you continue to proclaim God's words over yourself, and then it will come to reality, and you will know that things will start moving in that direction.
因为神的话语带着能力，带着权柄要来改造我们，这就是圣灵更新的能力。
Because God's words comes with power, that's why God's power is moving in the Holy Spirit.
那讲到这里就是要告诉他大家呢，就是神看我们跟人看人是不一样的。他看我们，就人看我们不成熟的时候呢，不会把东西交给我，圣灵的恩赐啊，这些东西，权柄啊，武器啊，交给我们。神不是这样，那他就把圣灵的恩赐给你。那就好多人刚信主以后，看起来生命很破碎，那祷告时看到异象，神就向他讲话，而且按手的时候，人就疾病得医治。
So what I'm saying is that God look at us differently from what we look at ourselves. So if you see other people not trustworthy, you may not give them the power, the prophecies and stuff like that. But God didn't do that. God treat us differently because you will see some person may not be that worthy, but still God is going to give him visions, he's going to give him dreams, he will give him a gifting so that when he lay hands on other people can be healed.
所以有一些人在教会里面非常小心翼翼呢，就怕人在这个圣灵里面，这个恩赐里面会骄傲啊，出错呢，他就说我们想要得着生命，一定要生命生命生命，不要讲恩赐啊，就生命很重要。
So in some church, because they are trying to avoid any mistakes, so they will instead of talking about the power in the Holy Spirit, they will talk more about lives. So we will talk about lives and how to live a good life.
那听起来这是对的，但其实呢，这并不是出于一个信心，是出于惧怕。
So even though it seems right, but this did not come out from faith, but rather comes out from fear.
那神不会怕这件事情，为什么？因为他会负责到底，他的儿女他会负责。
God did not fear this because he is going to take care of his children till the end.
所以哥林多前教会里面的各种问题都有，但是也是哥林多前书里面讲的恩赐讲最多的地方。
So that's why, Book of Corinthians, even though it talks a lot about their problems, it also the book that talks most about their spiritual giftings.
最详细的关于圣灵恩赐的讲解在哥林多前书里面。
So it has most of the teachings on, very detailed teachings on, the power of the Holy Spirit and the giftings, anointings in front of Holy Ghost.
那为什么？因为这个教会的就是各种圣灵的恩赐运作的很丰富很多。
Why is that? Because the church has a lot of anointings and giftings, so they were using the power from the Holy Spirit to move in the church.
那所以这里就是我们要从神的眼光去看的时候呢， 当我们犯错误啊，或者说不成熟的时候呢，有时候会拿着恩赐，觉得哦，我有这个恩赐就不得了，那也 it's okay。
So, that's why, some people may think, okay, I have these anointings, then I can do a lot of things, I can, but it's okay if they make mistake.
那有时候呢，也因着这个我们解释啊、应用不当呢，会出一些偏差啊、造成一些损失，甚至造成人际关系的不和。It's okay。
And also because of our misunderstandings on the scriptures and on the giftings, we may make mistakes, we may cause problems in our relationship, but still that's okay.
那举例来讲，就是说，比如说有人就说看到曾经吧，就是说有人看到关于我的一些我为了让弟兄姐妹操练这个属灵的人，说后来来为我祷告，他们就看到关于我的很多意向。
So for example, that in the past I try to I help people, I mean my brothers and sisters to move in the Holy Spirit to exercise their power. So I ask them to pray over me, and they receive a lot of visions about me.
所以，而且其实他们看到的意象都是非常的准确的，跟过去先知给我发的预言很相合。但是呢，他们又觉得我怎么为什么没有动静呢？
So even though the things they see, they prophesize are quite accurate, and it kind of correspond to other prophet who prophesies over me. But they will look at me and say, "Oh, how come nothing happened to me yet?"
那我。就比如说，有的人他就领受说："哎呦，你这个有，将来是这个很大的恩高啦，什么？王斌牧师就是这个小小的教会里面做牧师，有的人会觉着我不受扶助，不重视，应该我去当一个师徒，跟着赵牧师去旅行。
Okay, so some people will see visions about me. I've been anointed a pastor, that it's like called to be a apostle of God, and but still I am just a pastor in this small church and not doing much. They think I should lay down myself and then follow Gideon, Pastor Gideon, and like preach all around the world and stuff like that.
那其实这些地方呢，就是说，因着个人不同的看见，对不对？我对我自己的呼召有我自己的看法，有自己的步骤。那弟兄姐妹有他灵里面的看见，但是这个过程里面呢，就是我们要学习很多的操练。今天可能没有办法去讲这种操练的过程，就是有很多的爱心、耐心、沟通。有些东西我们根本就不知道，将来的事情根本就不知道，所以只能默默无言的在等待。
So I have my own insights about my personal growth or my directions. So other brothers and sisters, they will receive different things from the Lord, and they will have their own things insight about me, whether we should do the, I should do this and that. But no one can see from the future. We do not know. So a lot of times we just have to wait before the Lord.
所以，有的这个弟兄姐妹，我在帮助他们训练他们成长，但是后来他们发现，王炳牧师好像不大受扶持，不受扶持，他应该去做那个事情，他为什么还在做这个事情？他干脆就离开教会了。
So the people that I have trained, and they will think, okay, how come Pastor Bing do not obey the Lord? He should do this and do that for the Lord, but they never see me doing that. And I mean, I'm not doing that according to what they think, so they leave the church.
其实不是我不顺服主，而是我不能裁派自己，神要裁派我不能说我要做司徒就做司徒了，是不是？
So it's not that I do not obey the Lord, it's that I cannot commission myself. I have to wait for the Lord to commission me in order to release me into, the ministry, whether I should be apostle or what.
那所以这个过程里面呢，就是圣经里面的真理就变得非常的重要，那个爱就变得非常的重要。我们彼此相爱是最大的。
So in this process, so what the things written in the Bible, and also the love of Christ becomes so important. So we have to learn to love each others through Jesus Christ.
当我们讲到爱的时候呢，我要讲第二点，就是领受神的启示的时候的误区的第二点呢，就是因为人的爱也会出问题，也会有误区。
So now I touch on a topic of love, and this is the second point I want to point out. So sometimes because of our human love, it can lead to mistakes in receiving the words and words from God.
那刚才我们讲说，爱是最大的，人要彼此相爱。为什么爱反而会让神的启示会出问题呢？我们要看看圣经怎么讲。
So you may ask how come love is greatest of all, and still love can cause problems. So we have to go to the Bible and see what the Bible says.
那在这个在这个圣灵的恩赐啊启示的运作的过程里面呢，有一大一部分程度出自人对神的爱。和人对人的爱呢，就是说他不能，那个叫什么，就是没有，也是不成熟的爱，就是一种控制的爱里面出来。
So the problem happens between man and man, and also between ourselves and God. Even though we love, but still the love is immature in some sense. That's why it leads to problems.
因为我们非常的爱神。非常的敬畏神，所以我们领受神的东西呢，其实我们觉得是非常非常的重要。
Because out of our great love for God, and when we receive something, we felt okay, this is so important.
那我又非常的爱我周围的弟兄姐妹，我为你领受的，你一定要实现在你的身上。
And also we say, okay, we love our brothers and sisters, the things that I see, envision about you, has to come to pass on you.
我要保护你。如果有坏事情发生，我要保护你。好事情发生，一定要你受祝福。
So if bad things happen to you, I will protect you, and I will make sure you got all the blessings and good things.
那我们看看圣经里面怎么讲。
Let's turn to the Bible and see what it says.
我们看看这个《使徒行传》21章，我们第一节到16节。So,
Book of Acts, chapter 21, from verse 1 to 16.
这是格林多，这是这个使徒保罗呢和路加，就是写《使徒行传》的作者路加，《路加福音》的作者呢一行呢，在第三次不到回来，回到耶路撒冷的路上所发生的事情。
So it's a record of what happens when Paul and Luke are on their third mission trips on their way back to Jerusalem.
我第一节开始，我们离别了众人，就开船一直行到格氏。第二天到了罗底，从那里到伯大拉，遇见一艘船要往腓尼基去，就上船起行。望见居比路，就从南边行过，往叙利亚去。我们就在推罗上岸，因为船要在那里卸货。找着了门徒，就在那里住了七天。他们被圣灵感动，对保罗说：“不要上耶路撒冷去。”过了这几天，他们就齐声前行。他们众人同妻子儿女送我们到城外，我们都跪在岸上祷告，彼此辞别。我们上了船，他们就回家去了。我们从推罗行进了水路，来到多利麦，就问那里的弟兄安，和他们同住了一天。第二天我们离开那里，来到该萨利亚，就进了传福音的腓力家里，和他同住。他是那七个执事里的一个，他有四个女儿，都是处女，是说预言的。我们在那里多住了几天，又有一个先知名叫雅加布从犹太下来，到了我们这里，就拿保罗的腰带捆上自己的手脚，说圣灵说犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人，把他交在外邦人的手里。我们和那本地的人听见这话，就苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。保罗说，你们为什么这样痛苦，使我心碎呢？我为主耶稣的名，不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的。保罗极不听劝，我们便住了口，只说愿主的旨意成就变了。那后来呢，他们就去了耶路撒冷，后来保罗就真的被捆绑了。读一下英文。
Okay. After we had torn ourselves away from them, we put out to sea and sailed straight to Kos. The next day we went to Rhodes and from there to Patara. We found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, went on board and says, sail. After sighting Cyprus, we passed and passing to the south of it, we sailed to Syria. We landed at Tyre, where our ship was to unload its cargo. Finding the disciple there, we stayed with them 7 days. Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go to Jerusalem. But when our time was up, we left and continued on our way. All the disciples and their wives and children accompanied us out of the city. And there on the beach, we knelt to pray. After saying goodbye to each other, we went aboard the ship and returned home. We continued our voyage from Tyre and landed in Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and stayed with them for a day. Leaving the next day, we reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip the Evangelist, one of the seven. He had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. After we had been a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's bow, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way, the Jews of the Jerusalem will bind the owner of this bow and will hand him over to the Gentile." When we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be banned, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." When he could not be dissuaded, we gave up and said, "The Lord's will be done." So after that, it actually happened. So when Paul went to Jerusalem, he was actually being tied up and being thrown into jail.
那读到这段经文的时候，你发现这是一个简短的故事。
So you will see this is just a simple story.
但是这个故事里面呢，有这个圣灵运作的一些原则在里面。
But in the story, we'll see some principles that how Holy Spirit is moving.
你发现第四节呢，就讲到那面的一些门徒呢，被圣灵感动，对保罗说：“你不要上耶路撒冷去，不要去，不要去。”
So you will see that on verse 4, some of the disciples being moved by the Holy Spirit and said that, "Okay, Paul, please do not go to Jerusalem."
那他们为什么会这样讲呢？他们圣灵有准确的领受，跟他们讲呢，他会去遇难，会被捆绑，对吧？会被抓起来，所以不要让他们去。
So because they have received that through the Holy Spirit, they knew that what if they go to Jerusalem, they will be banned and being bound.
那后来保罗也去了腓力的家里面，他的四个女儿都是说预言的，就是有先知的儿子。又来了一个先知，有名的先知亚加卜，在圣经里面别的地方也知道，就发预言说，你将来呢，犹太人要捆住你的双手双脚，还给他验视了一下。啊，表演了一下，就是就这样，你要被捆。那所以弟兄姐妹呢，就劝他不要去，不要去。
And also he was living with Philip, and he had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. So they probably prophesied over him, and also Agabus. And this man is also mentioned in other scriptures. So, and because the action that he did, you know, he tied up his hands and feet and saying that this is going to happen to Paul. So that's why everybody was trying to tell Paul not to go to Jerusalem.
那这圣经里面讲呢，他说保罗说，你们为什么这样痛苦呢？就这些人哭啊，就说保罗你不能去啊，对的，不能去，不能去。保罗说你们为什么痛苦呢？是我心碎呢？那保罗呢，非要去。
So and Paul said, "Why are you weeping? Why are you breaking my heart? So why are you so sad?" Because he has determined he is going to go.
你觉得保罗是不是不顺服圣灵呢
？So do you think Paul was not obeying the Holy Spirit?
那究竟是这些门徒领受错了呢，还是保罗不顺服呢
？So is it because they have received the wrong thing?Or is it because Paul did not follow the Holy Spirit?
那我想这个地方呢，就是说，其实很多的教会都经历过这样的状况，就是说有些弟兄姐妹领受了，而且又印证，这是两批人都领受同样的，就是说保罗要被捆绑， 当两批人领受的时候，就是铁板钉钉，啊，这领受是没有错误的。
So, when I talk about this, I know that this is actually a reality that a lot of church are going through. So here there are two group of people. They receive both the same thing. The Paul is going to be put into jail. They all receive the right visions about him, but they have, you know.
对，
但是这个做使徒的呢，他就不听。
But the apostle, Paul himself did not listen.
那他是骄傲呢？不顺服呢？
Is it because he is proud and arrogant and not obeying the Lord?
那两拨人都有同样的领袖，你还不顺服，你是什么领袖啊？
So, these two groups of people already have this, received this insight from the Lord. So how come you still not obeying?
其实我们教会过去也常常发生这样的事情，今天没有发生是。可能是因为疫情的缘故吧，我们不在一起讨论。
So actually, these things have happened to our church multiple times in the past. So even though it's not happening right now, probably because we are in the middle of the, you know, the pandemic, we weren't able to get together and practice.
那这里面就是一个因着爱心呢，我们在解释圣灵感动的时候呢，会出偏差。
So this is how, why we make mistakes, when we receive something from the Lord, because of we love each other, because out of love.
但是对，因为其实一个领受呢，当我们领受的时候，可以说有三个步骤，怎么样一个启示下来呢？我们到实现的有三个步骤。
So just actually when we receive a vision and when it, and until it comes to pass, there are probably about three steps we need to make.
第一个是领受的过程，就是说你看到一梦一现，通过五光，通过大脑，当你领受的时候呢，信息的下载，好像神给你一个信息，就像 computer 就是 download something。
So, first step is that when we receive a vision, we actually,you know, just like a computer receiving, downloading a message, so we have actually received the message from the Lord.
所以这些弟兄姐妹呢，他们神给他们 download 的一个 message 是保罗会被捆绑。
So all these brothers and sisters have received, download the message from the Lord that Paul is going to be bounded.
那第二步呢，当我们领受这个信息的时候呢，要做解释，怎么样去解释它？
So the second step is that when we receive a message, we are going to have some kind of interpretation. Yes.
也要就是他究竟讲什么？究竟神要向我们讲什么
？So we're trying to know, indeed what God is trying to speak to us.
那有的人看到一片乌云，有人解释说这是要下雨。
So when people see black cloud, they will interpret as it's going to rain.
另外一个人的解释呢是乌云密布，所以这两个解释是完全相反。
The second person they say, okay, this just clouds, black clouds, 是这个意思吗？
这两个就是相反的，下雨是好事情啊，一般代表好事情啊。
哦、okay, okay,
对吧？但是乌云密布呢， okay. 就是厄运临到头了。
Oh, okay, okay, I understand. Okay, so the second person may see, okay, oh, it's just darkness around us, dark clouds. So, so the interpretation of the same thing can be different. So some people will say, okay, rain is a good thing, it's going to rain down on us. The second person will interpret as a negative message, okay, there will be darkness around us.
那所以呢，我们这个解释的过程要用神的话语，对圣经作为根基去解释。
That's why we have to use the scripture as our foundation in order to interpret something.
还有我们健康的常识非常重要，就 common sense， 但是 healthy common sense.
And also, we need to have healthy common sense.
那为什么叫 healthy common sense 呢？因为有些 common sense 不 healthy。
Why do I say healthy common sense? Because a lot of people have, you know, like unhealthy common sense.
那给大家举一个例子，就是说，在过往几千年的心理学里面呢，就是人的情绪呢有七个方面， 就叫七情六欲有七个。
So in the past, when you study psychology, they will say, okay, there are seven different aspects of our emotions.
啊，喜怒哀乐啊，忧思恐，还是什么？就这些东西啊。
So you will have happiness, sadness, worry, and you know, stuff like that.
但是最近西方的心理学呢，叫做霸情，不是气情，叫霸情。为什么霸情？他把憎恨加到里面去。
But recently, people have added hatred as one of our emotions into our human emotions. So from seven, it turned out to be eight.
所以过去的心理学家呢，他是从健康的人中间呢，就总结这个气情。但是现在呢，就这个不健康的呢，也变成正常。
So the meaning that in the past, we're trying to understand human emotions from a healthy perspective. But nowadays, people have added unhealthy stuff into our definition of psychology as well, because we have been adding on to things like hatred into our emotions.
你要想想，现在的心理学家把这个憎恨列在霸情里面，让正常的情绪的话，这个世界已经变得多么的可怕。
Just imagine that how evil that war has now become. So to the point that the psychologists have to put hatred as one of our, you know, emotions.
那如果把这个憎恨变成一种正常的情绪来解释的话呢，你看到一个异象，看到一个人跟另外一个人有不好，你就说好吧，我们就分开吧，因为我不喜欢你。
So just because we think that hatred is also our person, a person's emotion, and if you receive a visions as from maybe some quarreling between brothers and sisters, you will say, okay, let me depart from them because they are not good.
但是憎恨在神的这个经典里面，神的话语里面永远不是一个健康的东西。他是所有认识神的人不。就不应该就这样做。
But indeed, from God's perspective, hatred shouldn't even be there. As a follower, you shouldn't even, you know, have hatred in your life.
所以我们要去宽恕。所以这个圣教神的话一来的时候呢，看到这样一个意象的时候，你想到的是宽恕，不是想到的要分离。
So that's why we need to have forgiveness.So if something, some vision that you have received as similar like that, first of all, you shouldn't be thinking about departing from that person, but rather you have to think about forgiveness.
那解释也有跟人的这个在主里面的经历有关系。所以我们跟老一辈啊，这个牧者同行是非常重要的。
And also, interpretation of vision or dreams also has to something to do with our personal experience as well. So that's why it's very important to walk with the elders among us so that they will help us to interpret something.
那第三个呢是应用，啊，就是说怎么样发生这个生的事情，什么时候发生，怎么去做成它。
So the third step is to apply.So when things are happening, so what should we do, and you know what steps we should take?
那有的人，我曾经遇到一个神学院的老师，他是英国人，最后来到了加拿大。他说在八岁的时候呢，有一个先知向他发预言，他说他将来要在加拿大侍奉神。
So I met this Bible teacher. He's an Englishman. So he told me that when he was someone prophesied over him saying that he's one day going to live in Canada.
而且他会服侍神。
And also he's going to serve the Lord.
他后来呢，就说他去了剑桥大学，他学了工程，他是一个工程师。
And he later on went to University of Oxford and got a degree in engineering.
在那个 Cambridge, 就是英国的剑桥，他就是学这些 science engineer, 他也没有兴趣要服侍神。
That was a university campus. Anyway, so he wasn't interested in any of minister to the Lord, and you know, he wasn't interested in that. He was just studying engineering. He that was his passion.
但是长话短说，四十八岁的时候，他就来到了加拿大，做了我们神学院的教授。
Anyway, to make the story short, came to Canada at age 48, and he became our teacher.
他就说这个东西是先是发育啊，到这个成就是四十年的时间。
So from the time of the prophecy till it fulfilled, it took 40 years.
八岁先这个他发育啊，四十八岁他来到加拿大做神学院的教授。
So age 8, he got the prophecy, and 48, he came to Canada. 40 years later, he became our teacher.
很多很多的事情，这是神做的，不是人做的。
So in this, in between, there are a lot of things that God has been doing in his life.
所以在这个过程里面呢，我们要知道，神重生了我们，我们是他的儿女，这是一个贴近的一个。真理。
So we have to know this truth. So in this process, we are his children. He's going to accomplish this in us.
那所以呢，他就把各样的恩赐赐给了我们。
That's why he gave us all sort of giftings and anointings.
啊，他不害怕，神不害怕你出错。
He's not afraid of you making mistakes.
人会害怕出错，神不害怕。
So even though people are afraid of making mistakes, but God is not never afraid of you making any mistakes.
那同时呢，神也非常的清楚，人需要成长，这些过去的背景里面的不好的东西都要医治，所以有圣灵更新的一个过程。
And also the Lord knows, that everyone is still growing. So because we are from different backgrounds, we all need to grow.
这个成长的过程呢，神也不害怕。
So in this process of growth, even though we are afraid, but God is not afraid. It's not afraid.
所以你放错，放这个错，放那个错呢？对神来说呢，都是就是说，都是一个过程，训练的过程。
So if you made this mistake, if you made that kind of mistake, it's okay. So to God, it's just a process.
所以我们这个眼光就变得非常的重要，在这个教会里面。包括接受神的恩赐，包括来彼此的来服侍，接纳彼此的帮助，在服侍中间彼此来成全，这个神的眼光非常重要。
That's why it's so important to have to receive this perspective from the Lord. So because it can help us to grow, help us to you know like receive each other and help us to you know accomplish.
大家可能有人学过打羽毛球吧？打羽毛球的时候，第一次打羽毛球啊，十个球基本上十个都打不着。
So I believe a lot of people play badminton. Just imagine that when you first play badminton, so probably 10 of 10 you will not you know hit the goal the one the birdie.
但是有的人呢，因着当时跟他打球的人呢特别的。也抱着一个轻松的心态，或者是很会鼓励他，他就拾起这样一个爱好，他就开始出错也笑一下，继续打。
So maybe you have a good instructor, so who is not afraid of you making mistake and help you relax, then you will pick up the ball, the goal, the birdie again, and then continue to play and play, and get better.
那就说这个。教练呢有一个健康的一个心态，某种意义上讲呢有一个神的一个心态。
So this instructor has to have a healthy, perspective of you. Or put in other words, he has to have an eye of God when he sees you.
但是你如果用到遇到一个这样一个第一次跟你打球的人呢，你每一次打不上他就骂你，每一次打不上他就说你很笨。那你基本上以后的这个羽毛球就别打了。
But if you met a instructor who always, you know, like curse you when you couldn't, you know, get the goal, the ball, so you probably stop playing soon after.
所以呢，神把这些真理写在里面呢，就是让我们要有神的心。
So that's why when So that's why when these things are recorded in the Bible, God is want us to, you know, see it from his perspective so that we can have his own, you know, like his heart.
虽然说要有神的心，今天你没有的时候呢，也是 OK。
So even though I say you have to have his heart, but you, even if you don't have it today yet, still that's okay.
因为真理讲的呢，就是说是一个成长的过程。
Because the truth is a process of growth.
但是要感谢神，今天的教会呢，好多这个成熟的父老，啊，教会合一，就是我们啊这些牧者之间都有很健康的来往呢。就是真的让各样的恩赐都能够运作起来。
So praise the Lord because we have a lot of mature Christians among us and also the elders. When we walk together, we can allow in cultivating this kind of growth in us.
我们今天就是要来竭力的来，这个来创造这一个属灵的爱的环境，就是我们真的以神无条件的爱来爱彼此。
So we will try our best to create this kind of environment, for us so that we can love each other and accept each other.
在这样的一个环境里面呢，恩赐都要，恩赐也会接受，好多人都会愿意接受圣灵的恩赐，可以来发预言，可以来见异梦异象，可以来一并赶鬼。
So in this kind of loving environment, so people can start prophesying, receiving dreams and visions, and interpreting them, and then, you know, move in the power of the Holy Spirit.
当然也可以来教导圣经，也可以来关心别人。
Of course, you also...
包括做饭啊，这些，做得不好也可以做。
And also others, other anointings, say, teach Bible teaching, or also like, even cooking. Cooking can be a gifting as well.
那一开始你这炒菜的时候呢，炒的不好吃，但是你愿意炒。但是如果大家有一个爱的氛围呢，都会来鼓励你。
So even though like when you first start cooking, it may not be that good, but if you have a loving environment, people encourage you to do it, then you know you will get better eventually.
有一次我碰到一个牧师，他说每次 potluck 的时候他很痛苦，为什么？我不明白他为什么很痛苦。
Once I met a pastor, he said that every time there's a potluck, he felt miserable. I didn't understand.
Potluck 的有些人做的饭菜很差，没人吃。牧师呢就说我得有爱心，至少得吃一口吧，所以他就吃那些没人吃的饭。
because he said, during the potluck, there are some dishes that are not very popular. So because he's a pastor, he has to show love and compassion. So he will always eat those dishes that are not, you know, popular. So that's what he got.
所以的教会有更多这样有爱心的，不单是牧师，弟兄姐妹呢，要来就是说来鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹，欣赏大家的，作品。
So I'm hoping that more and more loving brother and sister, not just the pastor, to rise up and to, you know, to enjoy and try to enjoy your creation.
但是呢，吃的时候呢，就是说我们的态度呢，要高高兴兴的吃，很重要。
But your attitude has to be right when you eat it.
让圣灵把那个喜乐赐给你。
May the Holy Spirit give you the joy when you eat it.
所以就是我们就是来这个爱里面呢来学习，将来运行在神的大能里面。
So we use this love so that we can move in the Holy Spirit.
我们来彼此的欣赏，彼此的配搭，来做成神的工。
So that we can work together, we can help each other to accomplish God's work.
很多外面受苦的、受难的、受伤的人来到教会，他们不仅感到没有被垄断，感觉到被接纳，而且那个神的能力立刻领导他们立刻感受到神的真实和医治。
So when people come to our church, not only they will feel loved and accepted, they will immediately receive the power from the Holy Spirit and get healings.
Hallelujah, 我们做个祷告，让大家来回应。
Okay, we will pray and we'll invite you to respond.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是多么爱我们的主。
Lord, we praise you that you are such a loving God.
虽然格林多天会格林多教会当时发生那么多在神看起来非常糟糕的事情，但是你格林多前书的第一章第二节就是说，你们是圣徒，在基督里成圣的。
So even though there are so many problems happening in Church of Corinth, but still in the beginning you address them as a group of people who are sanctified and also called to be saints.
主啊，因为我们每一个人因着耶稣成了你的儿女，因为我们是物价的宝血赎回来的，在你眼里极为宝贵。
Because we are your children, we're being bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and you see us precious in your eyes.
你看我们的时候，透过耶稣来看我们，透过耶稣的宝血来看我们。
When you see us through the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以你不论断我们。
That's why you never judged us.
你不离弃我们。
You never abandoned us.
你是守约的神。
You are a faithful God.
圣经也讲你是创始成终的神。
The Bible also said that you are the beginner and the accomplisher of our faith.
你开始的工作你必能完成。
The things that you have started, you are going to finish.
你不害怕。
You are never afraid of our mistakes.
哇，让我们也有这样的信心，我们也不害怕。
May us have also the same faith in us.
我们充满了信心，看到弟兄姐妹在爱里面成长，在各样恩赐上、爱心上成长，我们就欢喜快乐。
So we will be joyful when we see that our brothers and sisters are growing, in you, Lord, in faith.
啊，当我们不成熟的时候，有磕磕碰碰、犯错的时候，我们就来彼此的来遮盖，彼此来鼓励。
So, in our immaturity, in the mistake that we make.We will cover each other in love.
你的大能必要用心，你的大爱也必要用心。
Your mighty love and mighty power will surely move in us.
你说呼召我们要做成的也必要成就。
And what you called us to do is going to come to pass.
奉主耶稣的名。
So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.